I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. The July jobs report is out. 163,000 jobs have been added, and unemployment ticked up from 8.2 to 8.3%. The verdict is mixed. Meanwhile, President Obama and Mitt Romney are spinning these numbers in opposite directions. Joining me to talk about what the jobs report means for the economy and how it's playing out on the campaign trail is Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson. Jeremy Hobson, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Kelly.
So we have to start with, you know, the obvious, which is so weird that jobs were added, a lot of jobs, way more than thought possible right now. But at the same time, the unemployment number went up. It's hard to fathom what this all means.
Well, there are two surveys involved in getting the jobs report, and what is said by economists is that more people come back into the labor force and start looking for work, which sends that unemployment rate up. Here in this case, what economists were telling us on Friday is it's something slightly different and kind of complicated going on with the household survey, which asks people in households if they're employed, and that number was slightly different. But the fact is, I think if you dig down, you said 8.2 up to 8.3%. I think it's something like 8.24 up to 8.25 or something like that percent. So it pretty much stayed the same in the month of July.
All right. Well, so we have that. So we have kind of a mixed verdict, calculated differently, all of that. If you tease out some of the background, the jobs that were offered were from the private sector. So, you know, by all accounts, everything that I keep hearing is that's a good thing that the private sector is stepping up and offering jobs at a time when many folks in the private sector feel, as they say, a little tenuous about offering jobs.
A little uneasy. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, 172,000 jobs were in the private sector. And as you said, it's 163,000 were the amount of jobs added. So it's even more than 100%. 9,000 government jobs at state and local governments, in addition to perhaps the federal government, were lost during the month of July. But it is good news, because if you look back over the last 2 years, I was looking this up, and 660,000 government jobs have been lost during that period. But at the same time, we have had job growth of, you know, anywhere from, 20,000 up to a couple of 100,000 jobs a month. So it is the private sector that is doing the work of creating jobs right now, and the government sector that's cutting back.
But we've been hearing from a number of critics that bloated government employment. So now we got 9,000 jobs gone away. I don't know from what, attrition or maybe other things. But if the private sector is feeling, even in a tenuous state, confident enough to offer these many jobs, not as many as one might want, but still quite a lot,
yep.
Is that a sign of confidence that folks are not looking at?
You know, it's a sign of some confidence. Obviously, there are some big picture issues right now that are making people nervous. The European debt crisis is among them. Also, the fiscal cliff that we're coming up to later this year when these spending cuts and tax increases expire, or tax cuts expire. And so there are some big picture issues that are making people worried. But it was interesting, because on Friday, when the jobs report came out on the Marketplace Morning Report, we spoke with the representatives of the Romney campaign, as well as President Obama's top economist, Alan Krueger, and they both had very different views about what was going on with the jobs report. The Obama people said, this is better news. Look, this is compared to last month when we had less than 100,000 jobs. This is 163,000. This is much better news. We're moving in the right direction. And Governor Romney's, one of his top economists, Glenn Hubbard, came on the show and said, look, the unemployment rate is going up. This is not as good as we could be. And the only reason that those people are saying that this is good news for the economy is because compared to the terrible jobs reports we've had over the last few months, it is good news. So it's kind of a relative picture, and it depends on where you look at it from.
But from a political standpoint, if it essentially stays the same, which is what you just said, from the 8.2425, that's the same.
Right.
Whose column does that go in?
Well, that would not be a good thing for President Obama, although, as you've seen in the campaign, they're able to distract and talk about other issues and whatever. But the other thing is, you've probably heard everyone say this is a very clear choice election. This is a clear choice between two candidates who are very different. And one of the things that we were starting to notice is that it's actually a very cloudy election on the jobs and economy front, which is the number one issue for voters, because both sides are making the argument, the kind of very difficult to get into what if argument about what would happen if. The Romney people were saying to us on Friday, you know, if only there wasn't this all this new regulation coming with the health care law and Wall Street reform, things would be much better. Governor Romney could make the recovery better. The Obama people are looking at this and saying, you know, if only the Republicans would have passed President Obama's jobs initiatives, things would be much better. So you have a very difficult to determine what if situation that, you know, Americans are going to have to figure out on their own. But it's hard to tell whether we'd be in better shape one way or the other.
And in fact, both of their arguments have some resonance somewhere, even for folks who may not agree with them. I was looking at your Romney guy, and he says we need to stabilize, you know, tax policies, get these policies stabilized. And that makes business owners, that's the private sector, feel more confident about whether or not they can actually hire people. We see this morning from the New York Times a whole article about business owners feeling uncomfortable, not quite as comfortable as they'd like to be because they're not quite sure about this. So that seems to play to his field, you know.
Well, there is something to be said for uncertainty. I mean, you see it in any business. I see it right here, you know, at American Public Media. When there's some uncertainty about what's going on in the future, you're not sure. You don't want to make a decision because you don't know what's going to happen. But you could make the same case about government spending. You could make the same case about tax cuts. When you talk to the kind of down-the-middle economists, which we do all the time on the show, you can't make the argument that, you know, less government spending, which is what President Obama likes in some of these jobs initiatives that he's trying to get Congress to put through, would that less government spending would help the economy, but also more tax cuts would help the economy. So it's hard to cut through it all.
And in fact, to President Obama's side, I mean, he's made the point, looking at, again, behind the numbers of this latest report, that the areas of weakness were construction and education. And that's exactly, he says, or his people say, that if Congress would pass the American Jobs Act, you know, these two areas of weakness would be shored up with the government spending about which you just talked about.
That's right. Those are exactly the areas that he's been putting focus on. And in fact, by the way, in the 163,000 jobs that were created last month, if you look at the two of the big areas of growth, it was manufacturing 25,000 new jobs and restaurants and bars up 25,000, which that's got to be a good sign for some people looking at this, because it means that, you know, people are going out to eat. They're going out to have a drink here and there. And of course, the all important manufacturing industry, which encompasses, you know, the auto industry, which is doing better than a lot of people would have thought at this point. Those have got to be good signs for President Obama at this point.
And Jeremy, Massachusetts, or you're not looking just at one state, but you're looking, of course, nationally at the wider picture. But in Massachusetts, we just got a report from the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University that we're seeing growth here in Massachusetts beyond, as Barry Bluestone, the director, says, the healthcare sector, education, and financial services. And our manufacturing is actually going up. And we've seen some growth in the areas you just mentioned, leisure and hospitality. So from what you know, is Massachusetts looking better than a lot of other states?
Look, I mean, I think when you look at a state like Massachusetts, you have to recognize that that highly educated is what you think of when you think of the workforce in Massachusetts. You have that in a lot of the northeastern states, and that's the key right now. I mean, if you look at the jobless rate among college graduates, it's very low. It's under 5%, I think. And in Massachusetts, you've got a state where you've got a very highly educated population, and that's going to help all sectors of the economy.
So, not that you have a crystal ball, but of course I like to ask these questions. The next jobs report, because the last one, fewer jobs than thought for. This one, everybody thought was going to be about the same. More jobs added. So where do you think it's coming down?
Look, we're not going to change the unemployment rate much from 8.3% from now until the election. I mean, it could come down 0.1% or so, you know, between now and then. I don't think it's going to be below 8%. And I think that's the all-important time frame, really. You know, you want to know what's going to happen in the next 3 months. I think we're going to be right about where we are right now. But the fact is, we're coming out of the worst recession since the Great Depression. So, you know, people can make their own judgments about whether we should be able to get out of that in a 4-year period or not.
All right. Now, just because we didn't deal with it, and I just want to get your take, what about these people who've stopped looking? Is the fact that the private sector seems to be more amenable, even in a smaller way than one would hope, to hiring, is there hope for those people who've stopped looking that they may, in fact, be employed?
Yeah, I mean, there's more than 5 million people, according to the latest figures, that have been out of work for 6 months or more. And you know, of course, there's always hope for people but it gets much harder. The longer you're out of work, the harder it is to get a new job. Employers want to know, what have you been doing? Why have you not been able to find work during this time? And so it's a difficult situation for those people. It gets more difficult with every day that goes by, but there's always hope.
I have to say, Jeremy, you've probably done stories on it. We have here about a lot of companies and employers that will only hire people who are currently working. So
right.
That adds to this.
Absolutely. I mean, that you know, when an employer is looking for an employee, they also kind of want to know that employee has other folks that want that person to be working for them, too. That's the way it works in every business. And I think that is what is contributing in part to what's going on with the long term unemployed.
All right. So when is the next jobs report out?
1 month. The first Friday of September.
Well, I guess we'll be watching. It's been a roller coaster.
Indeed.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm Callie Crossley, and we've been talking about the July Jobs Report with Jeremy Hobson. Jeremy Hobson is the host of Marketplace Morning Report. You can catch him here on WGBH Monday through Friday throughout our 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. broadcast. You can also catch Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl tonight at 6 o'clock. Emily Rooney is back in Studio 3 right now. And Emily, a major move in space exploration, right?
I know. I think this story is so cool. So those 15 minutes of terror worked out pretty well for NASA in the wee hours of the morning. The Mars rover Curiosity landed safely. We're going to be talking to NASA astronaut and MIT professor Jeff Hoffman.
Sounds interesting. That's Emily Rooney. I'm Callie Crossley. And this is Boston Public Radio.